Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. It's Monday, and that means it's time to get an update of the news, events, and issues that are trending right now across South Carolina's business community. To help us today, Andy Owens, managing editor of SC Biz News, the company that publishes the Columbia Regional Business Report, Charleston Regional Business Journal, GSA Business, and SC Biz Magazine. Andy, welcome back.
Thanks, Mike. Good to be with you.
So tell us what's showing up on your radar today.
Well, one of the stories that recently caught our attention concerns the Machinist Union, which is also known as the International Association of Machinist and Aerospace Workers. So Boeing South Carolina has about 8,000 employees in North Charleston, and the union's tried to organize its workers twice since 2015, and the last attempt, which was more than a year ago, resulted in a pretty overwhelming defeat for the union. And the reason we think is overwhelming is because they actually closed their office after that election. And we hadn't heard anything from the union since last year, but then in early March, we found out that the IAM was filing a petition on behalf of 180 workers who work on the flight line at Boeing. The National Labor Relations Board hasn't even decided if they're going to have a vote on the union or not. And so the next step is for the NLRB to decide if the petition is valid. Boeing has said that they're going to challenge the petition because they don't think it's legal to isolate the flight line workers. You know, the union says that the workers approached them with concerns about management decisions regarding overtime, bonuses, and work rules. It may become a non-issue if the NLRB says that they can't go forward with a vote.
What else are you hearing that the business community is discussing these days?
A lot has been made about the possibility of leasing drilling rights off the coast of South Carolina. Now, certainly a lot of coastal counties and political leaders have spoken out against this, and there's been some concern voiced out of Washington, D.C. and Columbia as well. You know, Representative Mark Sanford said that, you know, if Florida gets an exemption from drilling based on the governor's request there, because of its reliance on tourism, that the federal government should also consider that for South Carolina. Governor McMaster said he's even met with President Trump to voice his concerns, you know, about the possible negative impact to the state's multi-billion-dollar tourism economy. You know, whenever the Gulf oil spill happened, it created a perception that that was no longer a pristine coastline. So I think that's part of it as much as anything. But you know, you've got representatives like Russell Ott from Calhoun County who told us that the state doesn't need this and doesn't want it. So there seems to be a lot of political opposition and there are a lot of rallies taking place. You know, we've also listened to the federal government, and then Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke said that the proposal that comes from the Trump administration is trying to strike a balance between protecting the coast and boosting the, you know, the country's energy independence. And he even said that 155 U.S. representatives and senators have sent in letters of support. The feds are saying, you know, this is a five-year long-term plan where they're going to evaluate what needs to be done.
Any input from the business community that might be on either side of this?
You know, we've tried to find folks who might be in favor of this to find out what they think, the small to medium-sized businesses. And we haven't really been able to find anybody who thinks this is a good idea. So we're hoping to find someone who can give us a bit of another side of this. You know, Dominion Energy has a natural gas pipeline that's coming through Charleston. We already have BP Oil has a blending operation on the Cooper River in Charleston. So we have some petroleum and some energy assets that are already coming through the state. And I don't think a lot of folks realize that you know, those things are going on now and we're using them and relying on them. And there's not been any big negative impact to that. You know, it does increase the access to energy. So I think that among the business community, you're going to see more awareness about those kinds of things. And there may be some changes coming.
Well, Andy, how's the business calendar looking?
Right now, we've got the 2018 South Carolina Farmer Resource Rodeo put on by the Midlands Local Food Collaborative is going to be happening at the State Farmers Market on April the 5th in West Columbia. So that's going to have a lot of resources about what is available to the farming economy and in the farming community there, big and small. It's not just the big corporate farmers. And also on March 22nd, we're having an event called Achieving Balance in the Low Country. We're going to put on a panel of the five largest municipalities in the Low Country and bring them to the North Charleston Business Expo and let them discuss what's going on in the Charleston's business community.
Andy, thanks so much for your time.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it.
Andy Owens is managing editor of SC Biz News, the company that publishes the Columbia Regional Business Report, Charleston Regional Business Journal, GSA Business, and SC Biz Magazine. We'll have links to all of those posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and connect with us with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.